Madam LG joining us on a weekly basis. Speaking of South Carolina, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt with us once again here this morning. Madam LG, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. So, want me to tell you a funny story about barbecue?
I do.
This is how like world renowned our barbecue is in South Carolina. So, when Clemson and Louisiana LSU were in the national championship together, my counterpart Billy Nungesser in Louisiana took to social media and said, "We are going to do this friendly bet. If Clemson wins, I will send the lieutenant governor of South Carolina like 10 pounds of famous Louisiana shrimp," right? And so I had to come back with something. And so what do you think I came back with? South Carolina barbecue with mustard-based sauce, because that's what we are famous for.
The mustard base. So today, the task and the topic at hand, I just stumbled upon a recent survey, Madam LG, in terms of barbecue preferences in South Carolina. So here on the Grand Strand, east of I-95, northeastern South Carolina, vinegar-based. The I-26 corridor from Charleston through the Midlands into Columbia, the mustard base. You get into the upstate and into the western part of the state, it's more the light, heavy tomato-based preference. So how do you diversify your taste as an elected official, given the constituency and their different preferences and the traditions that they have in terms of how important barbecue is around the table?
Well, I think you should like what you like and just own it. So my husband, David, no matter where he is, he loves mustard-based sauce. That's what he eats. I like the more tomato-based barbecue sauce. So, I don't know. You just pick what you like and you stick with it. And I think everybody kind of goes with it. And you can't be in politics in South Carolina and not love barbecue, because it is the staple for every good campaign event that happens all the time. So, I think you guys are on the right track. South Carolina is famous for it.
Hey, I will say this. I appreciate an elected official who's not just going to put their finger in the wind and see which way it's blowing to make a choice as to whether or not you're favorable with the voters out there. So I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm glad. Yep, you got to own it. You got to like it and just own it.
There's a lot of stuff going on outside of the barbecue conversation. Yesterday, President Trump, as we just heard from the Fox News update a moment ago, made a campaign stump-style speech in Pennsylvania talking about this idea of affordability and how Americans are a little anxious to see this economy turn around for the better, given that prices have been ridiculously high across the board for so long, really, in the aftermath of COVID and the decision by Washington to spend and print a bunch of money, only for us to have to pay the price. So what are you hearing around the state, and do you feel like we're going to make that turn for the better come the new year?
Well, we're absolutely going to make that turn for the better, because we have President Trump in office. And, you know, I just want to remind people, look at what President Trump has done. Technically only been in office for 11 months, trying to unwind the horrible Biden policies that were, you know, continuing to come down for 4 years. We have gas prices down. We have egg prices down. We have no tax on tips. We have no tax on overtime. I mean, President Trump has been all in for the American people and for turning around the American economy from day one. And, you know, to everybody who's out there listening, let's look at gas prices. Look where gas prices were. And Joe, you know, after Biden got into office, you know, I toured the state, you know, every single week, meeting with businesses, talking about issues, helping. I was at CMC in Casey, South Carolina. They are a big steel recycler. And when Joe Biden got into office and turned off natural gas, they shared with me that their gas bill, their power bill, because of what he did with natural gas, went up $1 million a month. Let that sink in to, you know, obviously a big energy user, steel recycling. But imagine if you owned a business and all of a sudden your budgeted energy number went up $12 million a year. Mm. That's what Biden and his administration brought to this economy. And I think President Trump is doing one heck of a job turning it around. And so what I tell the American people is it's happening. And when you change the levers in D.C., it takes a little while to get down to where we're feeling it. But I see it at the gas pumps. I see it in the grocery store. And I think people are going to see it when they don't have to pay income tax. Let's keep going the course with a president that knows how to turn around the economy.
Talking once again with South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett here this morning, also running for governor next year. She'll be on the ballot to come primary season, June of 2026, along with a few other candidates who we speak with on a regular basis. And we thank all the candidates, including the LG, for joining us once again here this morning and on a weekly basis. Here at the state level, over the last number of months, there have been committee meetings all across South Carolina. And when we talk about top of the level issues, so infrastructure continues to pop up, particularly in the ever-growing area that we are in. And there are talks across the state pertaining to the need to modernize the Department of Transportation and to look at ways to increase revenues to help with the rising cost when it comes to building roads and bridges. There have been some ideas floated out there, maybe toll roads or whatever it might be. Where do you see this conversation going, and do you feel that there is a need to look not only at the DOT, but obviously into the future in terms of how we're trying to play catch-up when it comes to infrastructure in our state?
Joe, that's a great question and something that, South Carolinians have talked about for a long time. And that's why it's so important to have somebody that understands business at the helm. Just like we've been talking about with President Trump, knowing how to get things done, we don't just need to modernize DOT, we need to modernize government. And that's something I've talked a lot about on the campaign trail, is the need to leverage technology and leverage AI. Because when you leverage technology, you start to run efficiently. And when you run efficiently, you start to save money. When you save money, you can do more projects. And we all know this. It's just business 101. And time is money, and President Trump knows that. That's why in the One Big Beautiful Bill, he has a lot of provisions working with Secretary Duffy to get rid of permitting at the federal level. Because what anybody will tell you, I don't care whether you run a business or you're just running your own home, the longer something takes to get done, the more hoops we have to jump through, the more permitting, the more regulations, the more expensive these jobs get. And so President Trump looking at how to, scale down the size of government, layer that all down at the state level, and improve costs on these jobs and these road projects. And I say thank you to our Speaker of the House. Merle Smith put together a committee of public and private sector to say, how do we modernize? How do we get things done quicker, more efficiently? And let's start putting those things into play. South Carolina is number four in the country for the amount of roads that the SCDOT has to manage. Should we be looking at some of those smaller roads and turning them over to the counties where they could get more love and attention than they can get at the state level? So there's all kinds of, ideas being circulated around that we're going to see go into play. And I believe having business people at the helm is what the people, not just of South Carolina want, but America wanted, as we saw with the overwhelming win of President Trump.
Hey, wrapping up our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett here this morning. And again, if you missed portions of our discussion, you can listen back to it a little later on this afternoon in podcast form over on our website at WRNN.net. Madam LG, on Tuesday, we talked with one of the candidates for Attorney General next year. His name's David Pascoe. You may or may not be familiar with him and his work here in our state. I was not too familiar with him until we spoke more about some of the qualifications that he feels he has to become the state's next attorney general. But one thing really stuck out to us as he helped lead a charge in Columbia several years ago that rooted out some public corruption. And he feels this is widespread, whether it be actual corruption within the legislature, elsewhere across our state, nepotism. He feels that it's running rampant within state government and even at the local municipal level. Do you agree with that sentiment? And do you feel like we need to continue to work diligently to expose the folks who essentially are taking advantage of the taxpayer dime?
Absolutely. You know, I think when you hold yourself out to be a leader, no matter it's in the public or private sector, you should hold yourself up to a higher standard. And I think that's what the American people want. That's what the people of South Carolina want. You know, I came out of the business world, so the political arena was very new to me when I stepped into it. But I can tell you, I am always careful about lumping everybody together, because I've met a lot of great people in Columbia that leave their families, they leave their businesses, they come down there to make a difference for their constituents. So I'm always very careful when people do a big, wide, you know, broad brush stroke. I think if you do something bad, then, you know, you should get called out for it. And I think if you, you know, I know people have talked a lot about, if somebody in office has violations and ethics violations, yes, they should be set up to a higher standard. But I caution everybody to think that, you know, that is everybody in Columbia, or everybody at the county level. But I do think President Trump has put a big focus on waste, fraud, and abuse. And we see it happen, and it definitely disheartens taxpayers. So we have to take what President Trump has done at the federal level and bring it down to the state level and really the local level, so that we can make sure that every dime that the people of South Carolina work hard for are being spent wisely.
And we're talking once again with Madam LG, the South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, running for the governor's in the gubernatorial race next year. And one of our texters, as it pertains, and I know, and tomorrow actually we'll be talking with one of the largest, the owner of one of the largest trucking companies in the country. And we've been talking about these topics that have bubbled to the surface nationally. I know this is kind of, you know, off the course, but we've talked about the fact that there are a number of people, we don't even know those exact numbers, that have been able to obtain licenses through one mean or another that are illegally here, and then they're able to obtain CDLs to drive truckloads all across the country. Do we need to ramp up state inspections on utility trailers, on big rigs across our state to make sure that those people are held into account if they're driving on our roads when they should not be?
Well, I think we should always make sure. I mean, the whole premise of this great nation we live in is we're based on a nation of rules and laws. And yes, everybody needs to follow the rules. You know, I remember having a conversation with our director of DMV, and he assured me that here in South Carolina, that there are no licenses issued to illegals, that, you know, if you were here, let's say you're working for BMW or you're working for Volvo and you're coming from, let's say, Germany, and you're going to live here for 2 years and you're here legally, right, you can obtain a driver's license to drive while you're here, only for the duration of the time that you're allowed to be here. It's not like the rest of us get, you know, a normal driver's license that goes on until it expires. But he assured me that here in South Carolina, that there is, you know, they look for legal documents before that they will issue any kind of driver's license. So that made me feel better. But, you know, we're seeing it happen. We've seen it played out on the national media where, you know, heaven forbid, lives were lost because we have people, again, states like California, blue states, who don't, you know, who don't put America first, who aren't working about putting illegals that can't speak English out on the road. And that's a problem. And, you know, I think the message we need to send is if you decide to drive on South Carolina roads, then you better make sure you're here legally, you've obtained a license, because if not, you're going to go to jail.
Hey, Madam LG, as always, thanks for the insight, the call. I look forward to doing it again next week before we take a little time out for the holidays, all right?
I think that would be great. So, everybody, are you almost ready? Joe, how much do you have to buy? You and my friend over there, are you just buying for that someone special in your life, and that someone special has to buy for everybody else? Well,
given that I've got an 8-year-old, I need to get paid. And payday is on Monday, Madam LG, so I hope to get all my Christmas shopping done on Monday once that paycheck hits the bank account.
Well, you better be good to Mr. DJ Slide, right? Because you know, him and I, we're getting to be friends. You don't want him to, you know, want him to kind of look at hanging out with the LG now.
Oh, my goodness. You're playing favorites now, aren't you, Madam LG? I see how it is. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, always enjoy. A lot of fun. We get down to some serious topics, but showing your versatility with us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Well, I you know, we're always real people, and that's what people should see, is that even though we run for office, you kind of see this, but we're real people that have families and a sense of humor, and I think that's good for everybody to see. But I hope you guys have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, just, looking forward to it. Already communicating with her staff, making sure that we get her in one more time before we take this Christmas break, an extended Christmas vacation.